The foreman at the house followed the same pattern as before, but I had the proper equipment to deal with him. I had control, discipline, forbearance, and timing. It turned out as my benefactor had planned it. My control made me fulfill the man's most asinine demands. What usually exhausts us in a situation like that is the wear and tear on our self-importance. Any man who has an iota of pride is ripped apart by being made to feel worthless. I gladly did everything he asked of me. I was joyful and strong, and I didn't give a fig about my pride or my fear. I was there as an impeccable warrior. To tune the spirit when someone is trampling on you is called control. Don Juan explained that his benefactor's strategy required that instead of feeling sorry for himself, as he had done before, he immediately go to work mapping the man's strong points, his weaknesses, his quirks of behavior. He found that the foreman's strongest points were his violent nature and his daring. He had shot Don Juan in broad daylight and in sight of scores of onlookers. His great weakness was that he liked his job and did not want to endanger it. Under no circumstances could he attempt to kill Don Juan inside the compound in the daytime. His other weakness was that he was a family man. He had a wife and children who lived in a shack near the house. To gather all this information while they are beating you up is called discipline, Don Juan said. The man was a regular fiend. He had no saving grace. According to the new seers, a perfect petty tyrant has no redeeming feature. Don Juan said that the other two attributes of warriorship, forbearance and timing, which he did not yet have, had been automatically included in his benefactor's strategy. Forbearance is to wait patiently, no rush, no anxiety, a simple, joyful holding back of what is due. I groveled daily, Don Juan continued, sometimes crying under the man's whip. And yet, I was happy. My benefactor's strategy was what made me go from day to day without hating the man's guts. I was a warrior. I knew that I was waiting, and I knew what I was waiting for. Right there is the great joy of warriorship. He added that his benefactor's strategy called for a systematic harassment of the man by taking cover with a higher order, just as the seers of the new cycle had done during the conquest by shielding themselves with the Catholic Church. A lowly priest was sometimes more powerful than a nobleman. Don Juan's shield was the lady who got him the job. He kneeled in front of her and called her a saint every time he saw her. He begged her to give him the medallion of her patron saint so he could pray to him for her health and well-being. She gave me one, Don Juan went on, and that rattled the foreman to pieces. And when I got the servants to pray at night, he nearly had a heart attack. I think he decided then to kill me. He couldn't afford to let me go on. As a countermeasure, I organized a rosary among all the servants of the house. The lady thought I had the makings of a most pious man. I didn't sleep soundly after that, nor did I sleep in my bed. I climbed to the roof every night. From there, I saw the man twice looking for me in the middle of the night with murder in his eyes. Daily, he shoved me into the stallion stalls, hoping that I would be crushed to death. But I had a plank of heavy boards that I braced against one of the corners and protected myself behind it. The man never knew because he was nauseated by the horses, another of his weaknesses, the deadliest of all, as things turned out. Don Juan said that timing is the quality that governs the release of all that is held back. Control, discipline, and forbearance are like a dam behind which everything is pooled. Timing is the gate in the dam. The man knew only violence, with which he terrorized. If his violence was neutralized, he was rendered nearly helpless. Don Juan knew that the man would not dare to kill him in view of the house, so one day, in the presence of the other workers, but in sight of his lady as well, Don Juan insulted the man. He called him a coward who was mortally afraid of the boss's wife. His benefactor's strategy had called for being on the alert for a moment like that and using it to turn the tables on the petty tyrant. Unexpected things always happen that way. The lowest of the slaves suddenly makes fun of the tyrant, taunts him, makes him feel ridiculous in front of significant witnesses, and then rushes away without giving the tyrant time to retaliate. A moment later, the man went crazy with rage, but I was already solicitously kneeling in front of the lady. He continued. Don Juan said that when the lady went inside the house, the man and his friends called him to the back, allegedly to do some work. The man was very pale, white with anger. From the sound of his voice, Don Juan knew what the man was really planning to do. Don Juan pretended to acquiesce, but instead of heading for the back, he ran for the stables. He trusted that the horses would make such a racket, the owners would come out to see what was wrong. He knew that the man would not dare shoot him. That would have been too noisy, and the man's fear of endangering his job was too overpowering. Don Juan also knew that the man would not go where the horses were, that is, unless he had been pushed beyond his endurance. "I jumped inside the stall of the wildest stallion," Don Juan said, "and the petty tyrant, blinded by rage, took out his knife and jumped in after me. I went instantly behind my planks. The horse kicked him once, and it was all over. I had spent 6 months in that house, and in that period of time, I had exercised the four attributes of warriorship. Thanks to them, I had succeeded. Not once had I felt sorry for myself or wept in impotence. I had been joyful and serene. My control and discipline were as keen as they'd ever been. And I had had a first-hand view of what forbearance and timing did for impeccable warriors. And I had not once wished the man to die." My benefactor explained something very interesting. Forbearance means holding back with the spirit, something that the warrior knows is rightfully due. It doesn't mean that the warrior goes around plotting to do anything.